天上的阿爸天父，今天我们感谢你啊，
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today.
我们能够像小孩子一样来到你的面前，同心的聚集，同心的敬拜，都是你的恩典。
By children, we can gather before you to worship you. It is your grace.
你赐给我们生命气息，
You give us life and breath.
你也供应我们一切的需要。
You provide all we need.
你像一个伟大的父亲一样，在不断的引导我们，训练我们。
You're like a great father, constantly leading us and training us.
你的恩典是如此的真实。
Your grace is a reality.
在疫情当中，你保守了我们。
During the pandemic that you have kept us.
我们有身体的健康。
We have healthy bodies.
我们有主内的团契。
We have fellowship in Christ.
我们有就是你的爱，每一天陪伴着我们。
And your love accompanies us every day.
在我们教会的成长过程当中，你也信实地带领了我们。
You have faithfully led us in the growth of our church.
我们献上感谢。
We give thanks.
我们在这里也祈求。
We also pray here.
祈求在你赐给我们刚强的心。
That you give us a heart of strength.
当这个社区国家慢慢地开放的时候。
As the country gradually reopens.
会遇到很多的不确定性。
There are many uncertainties.
我们心中也有很多的担忧。
We also have many worries in our heart.
求你除去我们心中的这些的思虑的搅扰。
Remove these worrying thoughts from our minds.
让我们回转像小孩子一样，就单纯的来依靠你作为我们的父神。
So that we can be pure like children and constantly relying on you as our Heavenly Father.
因为你知道我们一切的需要。
Because you know all our needs.
你也是如此的信实，所以我们没有任何担心的。
So that also you're faithful so that we don't have anything to worry about.
赐给我们勇气，赐给我们刚强壮胆啊，在每走一步的时候，我们心中都没有惧怕。
Give us courage and strength so that as we step on each step, we do not have fear.
我们在这时候也为我们地上的父亲来献上感谢。
We also at the same time give thanks to our earthly fathers.
谢谢你借着我们地上的父亲养育了我们。
We give you thanks that through our earthly fathers you have brought us up.
请你纪念每一个父亲他们的付出和辛劳。
Remember all, every single fathers, what they have given to the children.
赐给他们健康，赐给他们每一天够用的恩典。
Give them health and give them grace that they need every day.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
We give you thanks as you listen to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹，你们过去一周有关注天国吗？
In the last week, brothers and sisters, have you paid attention to the kingdom of heaven?
这是我们从上个主日开始，我们开始思考的问题。
This is what we started to think about since last week.
那这个问题呢，希望不断的能够这个敲打我们的心。
We hope that this topic will constantly reach our hearts.
你真的有作为天国的子民在关心关注天国里所发生的事情吗？
As a citizen of the heavenly kingdom, do you pay attention to what is happening in that kingdom?
过去这一周啊，这个世界上发生很多的大的事情。
Many things happened around the world this past week.
这个中国和印度那边哈，这个闹得很紧张。
There are a lot of situations happening between India and China.
好像这个要打仗的样子。
As if they're going to war.
这个南北韩国之间也是很紧张的气氛。
There's also a lot of tension between North and South Koreas.
那中国和美国的这个外交官在夏威夷会面啊，在会谈很重要的事情。
And also the Chinese and American officials are also meeting in Hawaii.
但谈过之后呢，好像这个局势也没有得到缓解。
But actually all the things are not really too resolved after the meeting.
这个世界上的疫情哈，没有这个减缓，反倒越来越严重了。
And the pandemic doesn't seem to lessen, but actually seems to be getting more and more serious.
在美国这个人数这个增长又反弹了。
And then also, so the number of people who are infected in the U.S. seems to be increasing again.
那在中国大陆呢，这个好像二次疫情的爆发好像也开始了。
And then also there seems to be a second wave starting in China.
所以这些地上的事情呢，占据了我们很多的思想。
All these things happening on earth occupy our minds.
但在这个同时，不要忘记我们是天国的子民。
But at the same time, don't forget that we are citizens of heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个系列的信息呢，就是帮助我们每一个人啊，重生得救的基督徒呢，真的是学习把我们的心思意念来放在天上的事情。
So this series of sermons is help all of us who are born again Christians to pay attention to the kingdom of heaven.
盼望我们在神的话语当中呢，得到属天的智慧。
So that through God's words, we will receive the wisdom from above.
我们学习怎么用上帝的眼光，天国的眼光来看待地上所发生的这些事情。
So that we can see what's happening on earth with God's perspective.
也来学习看待我们自己啊，在这个天国当中所当起的那个作用和功用。
And also to look at ourselves to see what kind of role we should play in the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天是这个天国系列的第二篇的信息，我们来思想哈天国子民的经历。
So in this second sermon of the series, we're going to think about the experiences of the citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
我们借着耶稣基督的拯救，我们已经离开这个地上黑暗的国、魔鬼的国，进入到神爱子光明的国当中。
Through the salvation of Jesus, we have left the kingdom of darkness and enter into the kingdom of light.
我们现在哈不用等到将来哦，我们现在就已经是天国的子民了。
We don't have to wait for the future. Right now, we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
但同时呢，我们是生活在这个世上。
But yet at the same time, we live on earth.
天国的君王依然把我们放在地上，那我们有什么样的使命呢？
So the king of the heavenly kingdom put us on earth. So what kind of mission has he given us?
他依然允许我们生活在这个世上，这个充满罪恶、混乱、战争、瘟疫的世界当中，那我们会经历到哪些事情呢？
So he permits us to live in this kingdom on earth that is full of chaos and sin and pandemic. What is his mission for us?
在这种的经历过程当中，神又让我们学习哪些的功课呢？
What are the lessons that we're supposed to learn from all these experiences?
这是我们今天这篇信息呢一起来思考的。
This is what we're going to meditate upon today.
那我们是从这个天国的君王啊来到地上的这个经历呢来看我们天国子民的经历。
So we're going to see the experience of the king of the heavenly kingdom so that we can learn from his example as citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣基督作为天国的君王啊，道成了肉身，圣灵感应来到世上呢，他生活在这个世界当中。
So the king of the heavenly kingdom would become flesh so that he would become walk on this earth.
所以他来到这个世界上，从出生到成长，到出来服侍，到最后钉十字架哈，这个经历的过程呢，也是我们这些天国子民的经历的一种的预表。
His experience from birth to growing up to coming out for ministry and eventually dying on the cross would also be our experiences as citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们打开马太福音啊，看到这个记载耶稣基督这个属灵的经历哈。那前四章的经文呢，就让我们看到有三个很重要的经历。
As we open up the book of Matthew, in the first four chapters, we've seen.Some very three important examples, experiences of Jesus.
那这三种啊属灵的经历呢，也是我们每一个啊重生的基督徒一定会经历过的。
And these three experiences would also be experienced by us citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
那第一个呢，就是讲到耶稣基督是圣灵感应啊，道成肉身来到地上。
So the first is talk about Jesus being born through the Holy Spirit to come on earth.
那第二个呢，我们看到耶稣基督呢，在他30岁的时候，在约旦河里接受了洗礼。
And the second was when he was 30 years old that he was baptized in Jordan River.
那开始了他在地上的公开的服事。
So that it begins his public ministry on earth.
那第三个经历呢就是在他刚刚受洗过之后呢圣灵就引导他进入旷野受试探。
And thirdly, right after he was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit and he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness.
那这三种的经历是耶稣基督亲自经历过的。
These three experiences were experienced by Jesus personally.
那我们这一边的信心呢就要经过耶稣基督所经历的事情来看我们这些在主里面重生的基督徒所当走过的道路。
So through Jesus' experience, we can see the role that we as Christians must walk on.
啊，因为这个内容比较多哈，所以又把这篇信息变成两篇的信息。今天我们讲前两个经历。
Because there's a lot of material, so I'm going to turn it into two sermons. Today we're going to focus on the first two.
我们先看第一个哈，耶稣基督是从圣灵怀孕而生的。
Firstly,Jesus was born through the Holy Spirit.
这个呢记载在马太福音的第一章。
It was recorded in Matthew 1.
这里讲说耶稣基督降生的事记载在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟还没有迎娶玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人不愿意明明的羞辱他想要暗暗的把他休了。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
接下来讲说，这个约瑟正思念这事的时候呢，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的她将要生一个儿子你要给她起名叫耶稣因她要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
But after he had considered this an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said Joseph son of David do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit she will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name JesusBecause he will save his people from their sins.
所以在这一段经文当中两次提到耶稣的出生他是借着圣灵感孕而生。
So twice in this passage we talk about Jesus' birth was through the Holy Spirit.
第一次是马太福音的作者马太用这个叙述的口吻记述这件事情。
The first time was from the mouth of Matthew as he was narrating.
第二次是借着这个天使啊传递信息给这个约瑟再次 confirm 再次确认这件事情是圣灵感孕耶稣出生。
So the second time was from the angel as he was appearing to Joseph in a dream that Jesus was from the Holy Spirit.
这一点是非常关键的一点。
This is a key point.
耶稣上帝的儿子要来到世上要成就父神拯救世界拯救世人的计划他怎么来呢
So how did Jesus supposed to be coming on earth to save the world and save everybody?
他没有只是用一个灵的存在的方式对人讲话发表信息传扬福音
He didn't come through as just a spirit and just talking to people in spirit.
他是取了一个身体先从一个小 baby 一个婴孩的方式出生取了这个肉身跟你我一样啊，是有人性的一面来到这个世上这个很重要
So he took on a physical body starting as a baby and so that is a very important thing
他取了这个肉身他呢才能够站在人的地位上来代表我们
So only because he took on the physical body that he can represent us as human beings.
但是同时他肉身出生的时候就遇到一种的这个可能性就是他从他的父母那里遗传人的一代一代传下来那种罪性。
But yet, when he took on the physical body, it came with the possibility that he would inherit that sinful nature from his parents.
如果一旦他从他的父母肉身的父母继承了这种罪性的话 那他就不合格，他就 disqualify 他自己啊，成为这个无罪的代赎的那个羔羊。
So, but if he took on that sinful nature from his earthly parents, then he would disqualify from taking on the sins and bringing on salvation for the rest of the world.
所以圣经从一开始就很清楚的告诉我们，不是的，他不是通过这个地上的父母这样直接生出来，像你我一样，而是借着圣灵感孕，借着玛利亚生出耶稣来。
So the Bible makes it very clear from the beginning that he was not taking on this sinful nature from the earthly parents, but instead he was conceived from the Holy Spirit.
所以他有一个完美的人性，不带罪的。
So that he has this perfect human nature without sin.
同时借着圣灵，他那个完美的神性又在他的这个同时的存在。
And at the same time, through the Holy Spirit, he has this perfect godly nature.
所以耶稣基督的这个人的身上是百分之百的人性和百分之百神性同时存在的这样一个。
So in Jesus, he was 100% human being and 100% God at the same time.
这样他能在上帝面前代表人，在人的面前代表上帝，成为中间的桥梁，把两家合而为一。
So that he can be the bridge between men and God, he can represent men before God, and he can represent God before men.
那所以这一点很重要哈，那对于我们每一个基督徒来讲也是一样。
So this is a very important point, and same thing for us Christians.
我们必须在圣灵里重生。
We need to be born in the Holy Spirit, born again in the Holy Spirit.
我们只有重生借着水和圣灵的洗哈，我们得以重生有新的生命，我们才能进神的国，才能见神的国。
We can only enter the kingdom of God when we are born of water and the Spirit.
这是一切我们属灵的事情的开始。
This is the beginning of anything spiritual.
如果没有这一点，没有在耶稣基督里面圣灵的这个重生的工作临到我们的话，我们所做的，我们所在地上所经营的一切都在神的面前不被纪念。
If we're not born again from the Holy Spirit, then anything that we do will not be accepted by God.
所以很重要哈，这个我们要靠着信耶稣，靠着我们的认罪悔改，先有这样一个属灵生命的开始。
And only through our repentance and confession and accepting of Jesus, then we could have that life of the Spirit.
这一点呢不用多说，因为在我们当中的哈每一个信主的弟兄姐妹，当我们回想的时候，我们都会讲到我们重生的这个经历。
For us, every single Christians, we can remember and recall how we were reborn of the Holy Spirit.
像我自己呢，就是25年前来到美国留学的时候，圣灵借着这个宣教士找到我。
For me personally, it was 25 years ago when I came to the U.S. to study through a missionary, I was able to receive Jesus Christ.
借着读圣经借着这个宣教士耐心的传讲的工作，让我在圣灵里面得以重生。
So through reading the Bible and the patient work of that missionary, I was able to be reborn from the Holy Spirit.
从那以后，我整个的人生被改变。
From then on, my entire life has been changed.
人生的方向被改变。
The direction of my life was changed.
看待世界的这种的价值观、人生观被彻底的翻转。
That all our fundamental beliefs as well as my value system was totally changed.
让我不断的看见，不断的经历神国度里面那种的荣耀。
So that I would constantly see the glory of the kingdom of God.
所以我在这里祈求神怜悯我们今天来参加聚会的每一位。
So I ask God to have mercy for every single one who attends.
如果在我们当中还有没有重生得救的朋友们呢，盼望神的怜悯今天就临到你。
If there are friends among us who still have not received Jesus Christ yet, I pray that the mercy of God would come up to descend on you today.
愿你的心呢能够向上帝的这个救恩敞开。
so that your heart will be open to the salvation of God.
也愿圣灵呢来打开你的心和你的眼光。
So that the Holy Spirit would open up your eyes and your heart.
看到一个永远的国度是一个有盼望的一个方向。
So that you can see this eternal kingdom is something of hope.
也经历这种从圣灵里的重生的宝贵的经历。
That you have this precious experience of reborning through the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们今天聚会大部分的是主内的弟兄姐妹，那我们就要问一个问题了哈。
But we have to ask a question because most of our audience here are born again Christians.
耶稣基督从圣灵怀孕的这个经历，是不是只是一次性我们得救了，重生了以后就过去了呢？
So is this experience of being reborn of the Spirit a one-time experience and then that happened in the past?
那这种经历可不可以在我们每一天的天国子民的生活经历当中被不断的重复呢？
Can we repeat the experience every day as we live as a Christian?
那这个时候我就想到这个加拉太书里面有一句话哈，就是加拉太书五章二十五节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
In Galatians it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
所以这句话呢告诉我们说，在圣灵里面这种怀孕、重生、酝酿、开始的这种经历呢，实际上是我们每一天可以经历的。
So this tells us that even though we start with being reborn by the Spirit, but yet it is an everyday experience that we keep in step with the Spirit.
圣灵里重生是一次性的。
Reborn by the Spirit is a one-time experience.
但是在圣灵里行事呢，却是每一天的。
But yet, keeping in step with the Holy Spirit is an everyday experience.
换句话说，在我们地上行事为人的时候，我们都要注意这件事情，我们所要做的事情是不是从圣灵开始的。
So that means every day as we live and act, we need to ask ourselves what we're doing, is it in step with the Holy Spirit?
我们在教会里面参与服事，我们教会要开展各样的事工，我们从一开始要确定说这是不是出于圣灵的。
As we participate in any ministry in church, we need to ask, is this from the Spirit?
我们常常讲说这个失之毫厘，谬之千里，就是讲那个一开始非常重要。
We often say that if we miss it in the beginning by millimeters, then in the end we'll be off by thousands of miles. So that means in the beginning is very important.
一棵小树要长成这个一个树材可用之材，一开始很重要，要把它扶植，要让它长直。
And a little plant in the beginning, you need to kind of make sure it grows up straight in the beginning to make sure it grows into a proper tree.
所以当我们做事的时候，不要随便，也不要匆忙。
So when we do things, we should not hurry.
特别是在我们教会当中开始各样的施工的时候，我们一定要花上时间去等候神。
So that means any ministry we start in church, we need to start with waiting on the Lord.
我们要一起来分辨神的引领和神的旨意。
We need to discern God's will and guidance.
确定啊，是出于神的事情，我们再去做。
To confirm that it is from the Lord before we do it.
那在这个做事的过程当中啊，圣灵会不断的调整我们的。
And when we're doing it, the Holy Spirit will be adjusting and correcting us.
我们也注意圣灵在我们当中的不断的引导，甚至不断的修正，让我们一直的呢可以走在神所引领的那条道路上。
We need to be sensitive to His guidance and correction so that we can continue to be on the road that He wants us to be on.
感谢主，我们的教会是一个年轻的教会。
We praise the Lord that our church is a young church.
2018年9月份开始到现在还不到两年。
Starting in 2018 September is less than 2 years.
那今年年初的时候呢我们这个同工在一起呢非常的兴奋，我们在一起讨论很多的事情。
In the beginning of the year, we co-workers get us together and talk about many things and we are very excited.
因为那个时候我们教会的 这个建立和发展慢慢好像进入轨道。
At that time, our church was gradually going on the track.
我们这个会章也制定好了，同工团队也都预备好了啊，大家非常的齐心啊，准备啊为主做一些事情。
We have bylaws, we have our ministry teams, and everybody is very united to start going.
那个时候我们准备邀请外来的讲员来训练我们的同工，我们把我们的年轻人带出去参加这个这个在德州 Houston 的训练。
We were going to have trainings from outside speakers, and also we're going to take our youth to Texas to have our ministries there.
我们计划，我们把这个这个财务的预算都制定好了哈，我们会有几次的宣教的旅行转宣出去。
And we also have our financial budget, and we were planning several short-term missions outside.
但是大家知道哈，从二三月份这个疫情开始以后呢，这一些都不得不取消。
But yet we all know that starting in February and March, when the pandemic began, that we have to cancel all of those.
但是回头去看的时候呢，我为这些事情献上感谢。
So as we look back, I give thanks for these things.
神的心意在我们当中，神的带领现在看起来很清楚。
Now we can see God's guidance very clearly.
一个教会刚刚开始的时候，先不要匆忙去参与很多的热热闹闹的活动。
When the church begins, we really shouldn't start all these activities and kind of hustling and bustling.
要让我们先把这个根基扎下来。
We really need to build our foundation.
让我们这个同工的团队、弟兄姐妹之间的关系更加的稳固。
So that our ministry teams and our co-workers would have a firm relationship.
让我们一起呢，在神的话语上呢，有更多的这个栽培、训练、这个扎根的过程。
So that we have more foundation, on God's words.
要让这个教会呢能够走得长、走得远、走得稳，这个根基非常的重要。
The foundation is very important if we want our church to be walking, firmly in the right direction for a long time.
所以回头去看我们过去这几个月在疫情当中啊，神带领我们所做的就是这件事情啊，在神的话语上扎根。更多的时间去灵修祷告啊，我们的训练课程一个一个被建立起来。
So as we saw what happened in the past few months during the pandemic, and that's what God is leading us to grow roots into His words in the various trainings that we have.
最近我们开始的这几个训练的课程哈，要算起来，大概我们教会有超过一半的弟兄姐妹在参与。
We have seen in all the training programs that we had in the past few months, we have more than half of our brothers and sisters participating in them.
不仅是这个成人的这个三阶的训练，也包括青少年的他们的 Alpha course, 包括基要真理等等这些的课程的训练啊，神的心意很清楚的在我们当中一点点的显明出来。
Not only do we have the adult three-stage discipleship training, we also have Alpha Youth and also Foundational Belief course, and we can see how God's training has been gradually spread out in our church.
就是让我们弟兄姐妹属灵的生命啊，要扎实的被建造起来。
So that our spiritual lives would be have a firm foundation and grow.
只有当我们的生命啊扎根在神的啊这个话语神的这个启示当中呢，我们的服事才能够结出更多的果子来。
As our spiritual life grow roots in God's words, only then can we bear fruit itself.
所以圣灵的引导非常的重要。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit is very important.
当初在安提阿教会啊，几个人在那里祷告寻求圣灵的带领。
Several people in the church of Antioch pray for God's guidance.
他们在禁食祷告的时候，圣灵就开始讲话。
When they were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
两个人，一个保罗，一个巴拿巴被差派出去。
Two people, Paul and Barnabas, were sent.
当时看起来，哇，这个人单势薄，只有两个人呢。
In the beginning, it looked like there were only two.
但没有想到这两个人后来所做的工作，持续做的工作，因为是从圣灵开始的，结果这样的工作可以改变全世界。
But then because that whole work was started by the Holy Spirit, even though it was from two people, eventually that impacted the entire world.
福音借着保罗、巴拿巴开始的第一次宣教，接着有第二次、第三次传到小亚细亚，传到欧洲，以至传到全世界。
In the first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas went, and then eventually there is a second and third missionary journey spreading to Asia Minor as well as Europe and eventually to the world.
当他们在第二次宣教的时候
，In the second time,
他们就在这个小亚细亚这个传福音嘛，结果圣灵就阻止他们。
They were going to preach in Asia Minor, but the Holy Spirit stopped them.
他们往北走，圣灵不让。
They were not allowed to go north.
他往南走，圣灵也阻止他们。
And then they tried to go south, the Holy Spirit stopped them too.
好像他们的计划并不是圣灵要让他们去做的事情。
As if their plan was not from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个团队就来到这个特罗亚这个地方，就在那里等候。
So they were waiting in this place.
晚上在梦中神借着这个梦中的启示，有这个马其顿人向保罗发出一个呼吁，让他们赶快过到这个欧洲来。
So then at night they had a dream with the call from the Macedonians to ask them to come.
所以保罗第二天早上起来就快快的带着这个团队，顺着圣灵的引导过了这个海峡，进入到欧洲，把福音传到更广的一个世界当中。
So the second day when Paul woke up, he took the team, crossed the strait, and go over to Europe to preach the gospel.
所以这是在历史上教会成长的历史上圣灵所做的事情。
And that is what the Holy Spirit did in the history of the church.
今天呢，在我们当中呢，圣灵也在不断的做同样的事情。
And today in our lives, the Holy Spirit is continuing to do the same things.
圣灵带领，圣灵纠正，圣灵会改变我们的计划，但是呢，最终把我们带到神的旨意的里面。
Holy Spirit leading, Holy Spirit correcting, Holy Spirit guiding us, so that we'll be on the path of God.
所以这是我们在主的里面都可以经历到的，而且会不断经历的圣灵的开始，圣灵的引导。
So this is what we can experience in our lives as a guidance from the Holy Spirit.
也盼望我们不断的去学习更敏锐的，更清楚的去分辨圣灵的意思。
Let us learn to be even more sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
也能够很顺从的去跟随带着信心去跟随圣灵的引导。
And also with faith and obedience to follow His guidance.
好，这是无论是从我们个人也好，从我们教会也好，我们要经历主耶稣基督所经历的这个从圣灵怀孕而生的经历。
And so individually and also as a church, we need to experience how the Holy Spirit is guiding us, just like Jesus was conceived in the Spirit.
好，第二个天国子民的经历呢，是讲到洗礼。
So the second experience of the citizens of the Heavenly Kingdom is baptized in the Jordan River.
那这个呢，记载在马太福音的第三章13节到第17节。
Recorded in Matthew 3:13-15.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗，约翰想要拦阻他，说我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented and baptized Jesus.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
所以在这里呢，马太福音记载了哈，在马太福音里面，耶稣开口讲的第一句话。
And here it recorded the first thing that Jesus said.
就是在第十五节，耶稣回答使徒约翰说，你暂且许我。因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Jesus said, Let it be so now, it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
他说我们。
But yet us.
那这包括施洗约翰包括主耶稣基督自己。
So that us included both John the Baptist and Jesus.
施洗约翰有他当尽的义。
There are things that John needs to fulfill in his righteousness.
神给施洗约翰有他的使命，他当做的事就是呼唤人悔改，为人施洗。
And what God has called John the Baptist to do is to call people for repentance and be baptized.
那主耶稣基督这个时候呢，把他自己也包括在内，他说我也要在神的面前呢，行父神所看为对、看为好、看为义的事情。
So Jesus included himself in that and that he needs to do what God wants people to do.
这时候呢他要接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
And so that's why he wanted to be baptized by John.
主耶稣说这是一件义的事情。
He said this is an act of righteousness.
为什么耶稣基督要受施洗约翰的洗呢？
Why did Jesus have to be baptized by John?
每一个其他的人来到施洗约翰这里都是要悔改自己的罪啊，接受洗礼。
Everything one who came to John have to repent of their sins and be baptized.
但耶稣基督从来没有犯过罪。
But Jesus had never sinned.
他为什么还要接受啊这个悔改的洗礼呢？
Why does he have received the baptism of repentance?
就是这个无罪的啊代赎的羔羊耶稣基督他要借着洗礼呢要与人来认同要站在这个罪人的这个地位上这样他才能够够格去代赎人类的罪。
And it's because this sinless lamb has to identify with the people with sin, to take their place.
他是借着洗礼啊一个圣洁的神的儿子呢与这个罪人相连接相认同。
And He needs to be identified with the sinners.
这也是后来哈，这个保罗解释我们受洗的意义的时候呢，他说我们借着洗礼要归入基督，与基督认同。
And so that's why when Paul later on said that when we need to be baptized, we need to be identified with Christ.
一个圣洁的神的儿子愿意降卑自己哈，从这个天上来到地上，而且下到约旦河里，要与你我来认同。
A holy son of God that he lowers himself from God to man and then he has to identify with us sinners.
他站在我们这个罪人的地位上在父神的面前替我们赎罪。
So that he can stand in the position of a sinner so that he can pay the price of sin in front of God.
这是何等的一个大爱的彰显一个谦卑的样式的一个彰显。
What a revelation of love and humility.
然后今天当我们重生得救以后神也呼召我们吩咐我们要借着洗礼怎么样归入基督。
So that when we receive Christ today, we also need to be like Christ, we need to be baptized.
罗马书六章三到五节说岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所以这种洗礼是归入，是联合，是与他认同。
So when we are baptized, we are identifying ourselves with Christ, we are united into him.
所以洗礼这个意义哈，绝不是一个简单的仪式哈，它这个洗礼受洗归入基督这件事情是没有任何其他的事情能够代替的。
So this act of baptism is not just a simple ceremony. There is nothing that can really replace it.
我们没办法靠着读经祷告归入基督。
We cannot through prayer and reading the Bible be identified with Christ.
我们不可能通过这个加入教会来归入基督。
We cannot through joining a church be identified with Christ.
我们是靠着洗礼啊，只有借着浸礼洗礼这件事情呢，我们才能够真正的归入基督，与基督联合。
Only through baptism can we be identified with Christ and united with Him.
所以在我们教会哈，我们是鼓励每一个已经信主的弟兄姐妹，你明白救恩的道理，相信之后呢，接下来第一件事情就是快快的接受洗礼。
So that's why in our church we encourage every single brother who have received Jesus as the Lord that quickly would receive baptism.
好，同样呢，我们还是要问，因为今天在我们当中的弟兄姐妹大部分都已经受了洗了。
And also we need to ask, most of us here have already been baptized.
那这种耶稣基督洗礼的经历对于我们天国的子民是一次性的呢，还是我们天天可以经历到的呢？
So this experience of baptism, is it a one-time experience or is it something that we can experience every day?
那答案是肯定的哈，我们每一天都可以经历到这种啊洗礼的经历。
The answer is affirmative, that every day we can have this experience of baptism.
因为耶稣基督的洗礼是有一个预表的意义，预表着他将来要钉十字架这件事情讲。
Because his baptism is the type of his future going on the cross.
我们可以看几段经文，这件事情就比较清楚了。
We can see a few passages and we come clear.
在以赛亚书53章11节是这样讲的，他说他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足，有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
这里耶稣基督被称为义仆啊，在神的面前像一个仆人一样，但是他做的事情都是照着神的旨意去做的。
So here Jesus was referred to a righteous servant. He was like a servant doing God's will.
耶稣基督在受洗的时候说，我们理当尽诸般的义，这个诸般的义当中包括什么呢？
So when Jesus was baptized, he said we need to fulfill all righteousness. What does that include?
以赛亚书53章11节告诉我们说，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，这是指着十字架讲。
So in Isaiah 53 it says he will bear the iniquities and that meant on the cross.
好，下面一段经文是在马可福音第十章36节到37节，耶稣说要我给你们做什么，他们说赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣说你们不知道所求的是什么，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
In Mark 10 it says, what do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with?
这里耶稣说我有一个要当喝的杯。
Jesus said, here, this is a cup that I need to drink.
这个当喝的杯是指在十字架上哈，神愤怒的审判要降在他的身上。
And that is referring to when he was on the cross that he's going to receive the cup of wrath from God.
他要站在人的地位上承担上帝的那个对罪的刑罚。
And then from a perspective of a man to receive the punishment from God because of sin.
同样他也问这个门徒说，我所受的洗你们所能受吗？这个不是指他在约旦河里的洗礼，而是他在十字架上的代赎。
And then also he asked his disciples, can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And that was not referring to the baptism in the Jordan River, but instead was referring to the baptism on the cross.
所以耶稣基督在约旦河里的洗礼也是预表指着他要上十字架这件事情讲。
So also, when he was baptized in the Jordan River, that's also referring to the baptism on the cross.
下一段经文讲的就更清楚了，是在路加福音12章49节。耶稣说，我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我有当受的喜，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
In Luke it says, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
所以他说，我有当受的喜，还没有成就，这是指将来要发生的事情，不是指过去他约旦河里的洗礼。
So here when he said, I have a baptism to undergo, was referring to some future baptism, and was not referring to what happened already in the Jordan River.
他说我何等的迫切，何等的迫切要成就天父在我身上的旨意，就是十字架上的救赎。
And he says, how distressed I am to, until it's completed to fulfill God's will, and that's talking about on the cross.
所以这样我就明白啊，耶稣基督的洗礼，受洗的这个经历，是我们天天可以经历的。
And so that means what Jesus experienced is something that we can also experience every single day.
就是讲到说耶稣基督呼召每一个门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就要天天背起他的十字架来跟从。
And it's like what Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone to follow me, they need to bear the cross daily.
就是说我们天天要面临着一个选择，在神的旨意和我们自己的意愿想要做的事情之间要做一个选择。
And that means we have to face a decision every day. Do we want to take on what God wants us to do or what we own desires are?
神国的子民活在地上的时候，每一天要很有意识地做出这样一种的选择。
So as citizens of the heaven in which we live on earth, we need to make a meaningful decision every single day.
在两种的生活方式之间要做出一个选择。
In the style of two living styles, we need to make a decision.
第一种生活的方式就是以世上的事为中心。
The first style is that we are focusing on the needs of this earth.
我们所关注的，我们所思想，我们所看重的，就是我们地上的事业啊，我们地上的家庭啊，我们地上的成就啊，我们地上想要做的事情。
The emphasis of the first style of living is to focus on our accomplishment, our family, all the things that are valued on earth.
把我们的所有的时间，大部分的精力，把我们神给我们的才能，给我们这些属灵的资源，都投注在经营地上的事情上，这是第一种生活方式。
The first style is that all our talents, all our time, all our resources will be focused on earthly things.
第二种生活方式我们要选择的就是我们看重天国的事情。
The second style is that we would focus on the heavenly kingdom.
把神给我们的恩赐，给我们的能力，给我们的这些资源，给我们这些机会呢，都用在服侍天国的君王，投资在天国的里面，永恒的里面。
All the talents, resources, and time that God has given us that we will be investing in the heavenly kingdom.
这是这两次哈，我们一直在问大家，也是问我自己的这个问题，你关注天国吗？
So this is what I want to ask you as well as myself, do you pay attention to the kingdom of heaven?
你一天当中你的时间，你的精力，你的这些的才干，是投资在地上的事情比较多呢，还是投资在永恒的事情上比较多？
All your energy, your talents, and your time, are you investing them more on earthly things or on heavenly things?
前两天我看了一个新闻。
A few days ago, I read some news.
就讲到这个现在世界上最大的造车的这个汽车公司啊，现在已经不一样了，换了。
And it's that the biggest car company in the world has changed.
以前是 Toyota, 啊，日本的丰田。
In the past, it was Toyota.
但是在6月10号有一个新闻报道，就是当天这个马斯克的这个特斯拉公司的股价涨得很厉害， 以至于它的市值呢已经超过了丰田公司的市值。
And is that the Elon Musk Tesla company, the value in June 10th has now exceeded that of Toyota's.
那特斯拉从此成为呢世界上最大的汽车制造公司。
And at that point, Tesla became the number one car company in the world.
那实际上呢这个特斯拉的这个造车的数量呢远远不如这个 Toyota。
But actually, the number of vehicles produced by Tesla is greatly below that of Toyota's.
我们在路上我们就可以看到哈，随处都可以看到这个丰田车，但是看到这个特斯拉这个车的几率不是很高。
You can see that on the road, you will see Toyota cars all over, but yet you don't see that many Tesla cars.
但为什么这些投资人都喜欢去买这个特斯拉的股票而不去买丰田的股票呢？
So why are those people who invest want to buy shares from Tesla and not from Toyota?
当然这个因为特斯拉这个老板啊这个马斯克还是一个天才。
And it's because the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, he's a genius.
他不仅这个造汽车他还这个发火箭。
Not only does he produce cars, he also builds rockets.
前几天这个第一次哈这个私人的公司商业的这个发射火箭把人送到太空里面去就是这个马斯克他们公司做的。
Recently, a man got to space through a commercial flight, and that was from his company too.
他还有个计划啊要将来把人送到火星上定居。
He has a future plan to send men to Mars to live.
这个我们在网上用这个 PayPal 啊，这也是马斯克开创的公司。
He also founded the PayPal company.
所以呢，大家很这个相信哈，这个马斯克可以创造奇迹。
So a lot of people believe that Elon Musk can create a lot of miracles.
所以人们今天投资在这个特斯拉这个公司的股票是看重它的未来。
So when people invest in his company shares, they are looking at the future.
虽然现在他造车的数量不如这个丰田公司，但是他看到他未来巨大的这个成长的空间和潜力。
So when people invest, they're looking at that future potential of his company.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们投资我们的时间、我们的人生的时候，我们也要看重未来要发生的事情。
So brothers and sisters, as we look at what we invest our time and talents into, we need to look at what is going to happen in the future.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这个世界是要过去的。
The Bible clearly tells us this world will pass.
一切这些物质的东西，我们都带不到永恒的。
All the material things we cannot bring into eternity.
不管我们花多少钱造房子，花多少钱买车，我们银行账户里面存了多少的存款。
It doesn't matter how much money we spend on our cars, on our houses, or how much money we have in our bank accounts.
这些物质的东西将来都要过去的。
All these material things will pass in the future.
如果你把所有的时间、精力、才干都投资在这些事情上的话，那最后你的投资会归零的。
If you invest all your time and talents and resources in these things, then in the future,That investment will turn to zero.
但神的国度啊，天国是永远存在的。
But the kingdom of heaven will last forever.
盼望神给我们这样的属天的智慧和看见啊，知道怎样去分辨，怎样怎样使用今天神给我们一切的资源和能力。
May God give us the wisdom from above to know how to invest.Our talent and resources.
这是为什么主耶稣基督来到地上跟门徒在一起的时候反反复复就讲一件事情。
And that's why when Jesus talked to his disciples, he would tell them repeatedly.
天国近了你们要进天国要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near, you need to repent.
虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的。
Blessed is the meek because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
天国好像一个芥菜种一样，一开始是小小的，但最终可以长成参天大树。
Our faith is like a mustard seed. In the end, it's going to grow into a big tree.
天国又好像那个面教一样，一开始是隐藏的，大家都不注意，但最后它会发起来，会长大的。
And also the kingdom of heaven is like a yeast in a dough, and in the beginning it's small, but it will grow into a big dough.
天国好像是埋在地里的一个宝贝，你偶然遇见了以后，你赶快把其他都变卖去买这块地，得这个宝贝。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in the ground. When you find it, you're going to sell everything else you have so you can buy that land.
希望我们能够用投资在地上投资啊，哪个股票能够成长的这种智慧呢？哎，投资在永恒当中。
Maybe use the wisdom that we know how to invest on earth so that we can also same in the same way invest in the heavenly kingdom.
那最后呢，我们用耶稣基督提醒门徒的一句话来彼此提醒。
Let us remind one another with this word, with this sentence that Jesus reminded his disciples.
主耶稣基督说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的喜你们也要受。
Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with.
耶稣基督在走十字架这条道路上为我们每一个人设立了一个榜样。
Jesus Christ set up an example on the road of the cross.
他所经历的啊，圣灵的洗礼怀孕的开始，顺从父神的旨意，进诸般义的洗礼的这种的经历，也必将成为你我的属灵的经历。
So his experience of being conceived in the Holy Spirit and also to fulfill all righteousness in his baptism is also something that we need to experience.
愿我们是欢欢喜喜的哈，跟随主来走这条十字架的道路，因为我们知道最终的结局是好的。
May we be joyfully following him on this road because we know that it will be a good ending.
好，我们唱一首回应的诗歌啊，这首诗歌呢叫新耶路撒冷。
We will sing a song of response, New Jerusalem.
盼望我们借着这首诗歌呢，把我们的眼光再次定睛在天上，定睛在永恒之中。
So that we can focus on eternity, on the kingdom of heaven.
好，请妹子们带我们来唱这首诗歌。